tribal warfare interrupts a Christian TV crew in Egypt. The Bible is now available in a new language in India, and Christians offer hope to New Sudan. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A Sat-7 crew recently got caught up in tribal warfare while working on a documentary in Egypt. The team was run off a remote archaeological site while shooting footage for a documentary called Christian Roots. Sat-7's Hani Fayez.
Two Arab tribes in this area, they have a conflict about this land. They thought that we were from another tribe, and they didn't permit us to film. So we had to stop filming and pick our equipment and go away quickly.
The interruption didn't deter them, although they had to use footage they already shot. Fayez says the program has an important message: learn from your history.
When the Christians were united, they could face any kind of problem. They maintained their faith and protected their faith during rough times. Now, we are seeing some conflict between denominations, between leaders, which will really affect the Christian existence in the Middle East.
The team's in pre-production on the documentary and hopes to see it air within a year. Next, thanks to the work of the International Bible Society, the complete Bible is now available in a poetic language in northern India. Speaking from India, IBS's P.L. Murthy says they just dedicated the Awadhi language, which is spoken by 20 million people. Since Hindu scriptures are also written in poetic languages, he believes many people will read it. Murthy's surprised by the response from scholars.
The university in North India is using Awadh Bible as a textbook for the learners of Awadh language. We did not anticipate that at all.
The use of the Bible in schools and media coverage from the dedication is driving demand. Murthy's asking for prayer.
Pray for us so that we can produce more number of copies, and God would enable us to take His word to reach these 20 million people who read this language. Because that's our burden.
Since this Bible has been accepted by Hindu intellectuals, they haven't seen any oppression. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Association of Baptists for World Evangelism and Cornerstone University have formed a joint commission to study more effective ways to train global leaders. The two groups jointly operate Asia Baptist Theological Seminary based in Singapore, teaching theology to 250 students a year, representing nearly 20 nations. President of Cornerstone University, Dr. Rex M. Rogers, says,
things are changing. So what should we do tomorrow to be most efficient and most effective in how we bring Bible instruction and international theological education to those who are in different countries?
While countries like China seem to be more open to this type of education, Rogers says ABWE and CU could have an incredible impact.
If we can prepare people to go in there, it's unbelievable what can happen in terms of salt and light, in terms of evangelization, in terms of the development of the church.
They simply want to be prepared to do this most effectively, considering the changing times. The commission hopes to make its recommendations next January. Meanwhile, Every Child Ministries is committed to working in New Sudan. Relative peace is making it possible for mission groups to get established in the region and helps the war's youngest survivors to realize they're not forgotten. ECM's first initiative will be a series of training seminars for children's ministries throughout the year. They're looking for evangelical Christians with wide experience in children's ministries who aren't afraid to rough it. Go to our website for more details. And Life Action Revival Ministries is gearing up for the second Institute of Campus Revival and Awakening. The conference is June 20th through the 27th at Yale University. Organizers hope to see campus ministries become more evangelistically fruitful. The New Haven Call, written by participants of the First Institute, is used by faculty, students, and Christians in general to mobilize campus communities for another revival on college campuses. Pray for the team as they make preparations. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also visit our new website at missionnetworknews.org. There you can read expanded coverage of our daily updates, search our short-term missions database, and more. I'm Greg Yoder.